Israel said it regretted the timing of the announcement, but not the substance. Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave no indication that his government intends to reverse the decision. He spoke to the visiting president of Brazil in front of Israeli lawmakers. The Israeli leader said Israel has been building in mostly Arab East Jerusalem for the past 40 years, and no Israeli leader during that time has stopped it. Mr. Netanyahu said building Jewish neighborhoods on the land, in his words, in no way has hurt the Arabs of East Jerusalem, and he said it did not come at their expense. Palestinian leaders are repeating their warning they might not start indirect peace negotiations, as they earlier agreed to do, as long as Israel does not cancel its building plans. Palestine Liberation Organization senior official Yasser Abed Rabo spoke on Palestinian radio and accused the Israelis of being insincere.
هل هناك ضمانات فعلية؟ ليس عندنا الآن، ولكن عند الولايات المتحدة.
He said he sees no guarantee for the United States that the Israeli government is seriously interested in continuing the peace process. He said the approval of new construction in East Jerusalem is the latest in what he called a series of incidents that show Israel is not serious about starting peace talks. Among right-wing factions within Prime Minister Netanyahu's governing coalition, there are calls for Israel not to give in to U.S. pressure to stop settlement construction in East Jerusalem and other lands occupied by Israel since the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is due back in the region this week in hopes of rescuing plans for indirect talks. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.